Of course, some women can make good bread and some couldn't make it so good. But.
Yeah, I guess it's like cooking in general.
Yeah, that's
some right. Specialties and some that aren't very good. Did your mother make other kinds of bread out of flour? Or your wife?
Oh, she made our bread mostly was cornbread and light bread and biscuits. Of course, we had pancakes once in a while.
Now, cornbread, was that in large cakes or small cakes? Or?
Well, she'd always make it in a pan and then cut it, see.
Uh-huh.
We had a lot of times in the wintertime, you know, we wouldn't like to have anything but cornbread and milk for supper, see.
Uh-huh.
And we had one to have a little, you know, just a little extra, while she'd open a can of peaches or something like that, we could have a little fruit with it, see.
You said you had an orchard, didn't you?
Yes, but then he put out an orchard the first thing. He had a big orchard. And of course it was several years before it was big enough to grow. But I know one time out there on the farm, we had peaches just to glow.
Mm.
And Dad told me, he said, Paul, he says, take the team and go out there and load up a bunch of those peaches, go to town and see what you have in luck to sell them. You can have all you make off of them.
Oh boy.
So I loaded up a bottom bed full of peaches, came in here and went down street after street to sell them, see. I got rid of quite a bunch of them, but I didn't get rid of near all of them, and because peaches was pretty plentiful, although these were daddies, they were the nicest you ever saw. And of course we had all put up, mom wanted to put up. I came back home and I had about a third of them, load left. He said, well, Zani says, just well, dump them in the hog pen, I'll turn the hogs in there tomorrow. And he turned the hogs in the orchard, you know, he'd eat them, see? Because they fell off the tree when they'd eat them.
Well, those old Germans had a use for those. Any spare fruit went in the old earthen crock.
Yeah.
Let it ferment. Did your mother make anything else out of cornmeal?
Oh, she used cornmeal in quite a few things, you know. You take it back in this time, she used to use cornmeal in frying her fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then she made head cheese, used cornmeal in that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to, of course, now they get some of them used to call them corn pones. They used to make.
Were those made in a
pan? Yeah, those were made in a pan. And they're kind of a long, and it was a hard cornbread. They was good, you know, to eat them hot,
mm-hmm,
with butter on, you know.
My wife made some of those. She squeezed them in her hands. She didn't have, I think it was baking powder, and couldn't make cornbread one night. So she got out the box and looked it over, and it said corn bone, and she made some of those. You could have driven nails with every one of them. They were awful. How about these confections that people make out of flour? They have a hole in the middle. You fry them deep fat.
You mean donuts?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they used to make those.
Boy, they're dandy, aren't they?
And of course, she made all types of cookies, you know.
Yeah. You mentioned starter. Now, this was a type of what?
Well, that's your yeast. You see, I can't tell you enough about it. But anyhow, you use your yeast, you know, to get your bread started. Well, then, instead of using the yeast, you know, getting that started again over time. When she went to rolling the bread out, working it out, she'd just take a piece of them, see it,
mm-hmm,
put it over in a jar or something to, mm-hmm, use to start it on the next time.
Yeah.